Hello, my name is Jim Woods. I'll be your host today for Diversity at Work Reimagined podcast. I am president of Woods Kovalova Group, and we serve organizations in 39 countries for diversity, equity, and inclusion, as well as inclusive leadership. Many companies have been touched quite significantly over the last couple of years regarding the how COVID has changed the world as we know it. And tens of millions of Americans left their jobs, homes, and relationships. For some people, joining the Great Resignation was a chance to start over, while for others, it meant a change in their lives, whether they needed to find childcare or were having trouble with their mental health. Here's a woman who talks about why she quit her job and how things are going. Alexis didn't even think about leaving her job in marketing at first. She worked for people who helped her, got a regular paycheck. She had insurance for her health. Leaving in the middle of a pandemic, that would be very risky. Then in April 2020, she made a TikTok about garden weeds you can eat. It went viral. And all of a sudden, Alexis was a well-known person on the internet. Her fan base proliferated, and so did the need for new content. And as the Black Forager, she told people on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube how to find and eat wild plants. Now, Alexis had two jobs. She Zoomed for work all day and worked in her social media channels late at night. Alexis broke down when a problem at her marketing job kept her from making a rare day off. She realized her fear of making a professional change put her goals and mental health in danger. She knew it was time to get rid of the idea that she should be thankful for the chance to work hard. So she had to quit one of her jobs. She quit her office job in October 2021 to take a chance on the brand she had made, Black Forager. Well, things have been quite busy since then. There's a book deal, a chance to be a leader in the area of foraging and vegan cooking, but still Alexis is careful not to burn out, which may be the most important thing she's learned. These days, quote, "I wake up and think, is this improving my life?" she says. One day, she says, the answer might be no. I'll do something else after that. So why do workers stick around? In a few words, the answer is inertia. Most employees stay with the company until they are forced to leave. This idea is like inertia in physics, which says that a body will remain the same until a force acts. What makes this inertia happen? Well, two important things occur. And they're going on inside the company, and two important things are going on outside the company. First, there is the issue of how many people are with their jobs. Second is the company environment and how comfortable each worker feels in it. The inertia of an employee is affected by how well his work ethic matches the company's values. The worker's ethics are based on his or her beliefs and the real life situation he or she faces on the job. The company values come from social norms, formal decisions made by the board of directors, and the policies and the procedures of the managing group. A widening gap between these two vantages weakens inertia, which is a narrowing gap, strengthening it. One must consider how an employee sees his or her job prospects outside the company, the fundamental changes in the job market and the limits and standards an employee sets for himself or herself affect how they will see their job opportunities. For example, we found that some employees wouldn't work elsewhere because they liked the schools or their neighborhoods. These reasons make it more likely they will stay with their current group, but they will also be more likely to stay with any group in the same school district or neighborhood. But if schools lose their appeal because of drug problems, or if communities get run down or dirty, the pull to stay in the area weakens, and the jobs outside the area become more appealing. Also, things that have nothing to do with work, like financial responsibilities, family ties, friendships, and community ties, directly affect inertia. Some workers, for example, told us they would never leave their jobs because they were born and raised where they work. Others said that they stayed because their kids went to the schools in the area. They couldn't afford to leave or had good friends at work. Many of these employees also said they didn't like their jobs, but they still stayed. Does it matter if employees stay because they like their job or the environment? Well, yes, it does, because whether an employee wants to stay or has to stay makes a big difference for the company. So the next question then is, why do dissatisfied people stay with their job? We learn more about why an employee stays with the company even if he or she doesn't like his job, boss, benefits, pay, etc. For example, we found that employees who said things like, "I don't like my job," or "I don't like working with my boss," mainly stayed because they had financial and family responsibilities. The only high-ranking inside the company reasons were benefits and job security. These employees are a great example of people who haven't changed the turnover rate, but may have already mentally left the company a long time ago. So what does this show us? Well, it shows that the reason why people stay aren't always the opposite of why people leave. For example, in exit interviews, people often say bad things about their bosses and jobs. However, many employees we studied who said terrible things about their bosses and jobs are still working there. These things turn people off. It also suggests that these workers don't have as many job options as many companies think. The old saying, "If you don't like your job, you can quit," is about as wise as telling a monkey in a zoo that if he or she doesn't like their bananas, they should return to the jungle. The way the environment reinforces the inertia of these alienated employees must be careful. It must be powerful, and it will probably take a strong force, or in the worst case, firing, to break their inertia. At this point, you could say that people stay because of their level in the company, their race, how long they've been there, how much education they have, and how happy they are with their job. But we found that the work ethic of the people in the study was more important than any of these things. Creating a powerful sense of belonging in people where they can become more than their best selves, where they can have a community of people who have their back, who cares about them, a place where they can be more than just their genuine, authentic selves, but they can advance. And they know that people that they have to work with, well, it sounds old, but really our family. I'm Jim Woods. I thank you for joining us. And if you have any suggestions or any advice or any thoughts or opinions on this, on today's podcast, please contact us. You can find more information about how our company can help your employees become their best selves at woodskovalovagroup.com, or give us a call at 720-923-1644. You take care of yourself. Join us again next week, and please subscribe. Goodbye.